Hey guys, welcome back to This Week on our podcast. I'm Monica.
And I'm Harper.
And you're watching Disney Channel. Okay. We're joking, of course. This week we are, welcome back to the American Gov podcast, not Disney Channel. And this week we will be discussing Brown versus Board of Education. And so I'm going to start and then Harper will take it from where I left off. So let's go. Okay, so as I mentioned earlier, today we will be discussing the Brown versus Board of Education case. And this was a historic Supreme Court case about Brown versus Board of Education. So this case was brought to light in 1954, and the case was a big part of the civil rights movement, which took place from 1954 to 1968. To understand this case and its entirety, we have to go back to another Supreme Court case, which was Plessy versus Ferguson. Homer Plessy, a Ferguson passenger, downright refused to sit on a train car that was designated for African Americans. Plessy's argument was that his constitutional rights were being violated. As a citizen of the United States, he had a right to sit where he wanted. However, Plessy's argument was ruled invalid by the Supreme Court, and thus the phrase, separate but equal, was born. This philosophy was key to the creation of Jim Crow laws of 1877, through the beginning of the civil rights movement. In addition to minimalizing the rights of African Americans by denying them the right to vote, receive an education, or get a job, the laws also decreed that blacks and whites could not share public facilities such as water fountains, restrooms, or schools. Though the government ruled under the pretense of separate but equal, oftentimes African Americans were not treated as such, which takes us back to the Brown versus Board of Education case. Four other related cases to Brown versus Board were brought before the court, but all five cases were combined into one. Thurgood Marshall had original jurisdiction of the case, and he was appointed by President Lyndon B. Johnson. He was the first Black justice who served on the Supreme Court. Take it away, Harper.
Brown argued that the government was in violation of the 14th Amendment, which ruled that all citizens of the United States were to be provided equal protection under the law. The Board of Education argued that they were following the law of separate but equal, which was declared constitutional as a result of the Plessy versus Ferguson case. The chief who was to hear the case at the time, Fred M. Vinson, was of the belief that the segregation of schools was constitutional. But he died, and so a new Justice Earl Warren was appointed by President Dwight D. Eisenhower before the case had begun. On May 17, 1954, Warren ruled that the law of separate but equal was unconstitutional and violated the protection granted by the 14th Amendment. The ruling was unanimous. After the conclusion of the case, all future cases related to the segregation of schools were directed to a lower branch of federal courts. This decision was known as Brown versus Board of Education too. Some states complied with the ruling of the case, but some didn't. Most notably, a lot of states in the South. This case may have received backlash, but the historic ruling set a precedent and was monumental to the civil rights movement. Without this ruling, schools could still be segregated today. This case was an example of judicial activism because it demonstrated a more open view towards the Constitution, whereas judicial restraint shows a very strict view of the Constitution.
Yay! Okay, guys, that is it for this week's episode, and stay tuned for next week's episode where Harper and I will be discussing how we exempted the final. So, yay! Party! Christmas break! Anyways, anything you want to add, Harper?
Merry Christmas, happy holidays. And may 2021 be better than what 2020 has brought us. Anyways, so I'm gonna sign off.
Me too.
And it's always been a pleasure with you, Monica. So
you too, Harper. Anytime.
So bye y'all.
Bye. Hope you enjoyed. Bye. Woo!